Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
There was chaos again Friday night in Streeterville. A 15-year-old boy was grazed by a bullet near the NBC Tower, not far from where there's been so much trouble by the AMC East Theater on East Illinois. Joining us now is Alderman Brian Hopkins from the Second Ward, Chairman of the Committee on Public Safety. Alderman, good morning to you. First off, what are you hearing from the people you represent and from the city about what happened Friday night?
Yeah, Friday night was a bad one, Bob. It was a lot of chaos. You mentioned the shooting. There was some other incidents involving tasers being fired, tear gas and bear spray fights. The 7-Eleven was robbed significantly. Kids, you know, just walking out with armloads of soft drinks and snacks. And just a lot of mayhem with large groups running up and down the streets, jumping on cars. I've heard from quite a few people who sort of got caught up in it. They were just, you know, simply trying to go home or leave home to go out or whatever. And you just can imagine how unsettling it is to walk out your door without the knowledge that this is happening. And then you find yourself in your neighborhood just surrounded by a mob running wild. You know, it's terrifying. And people are really unsettled by this.
Like a lot of people, and like you, Alderman, I'm really upset that the city that I love is being allowed to be taken over by a relatively small group of juveniles who are hurting our businesses, our real estate values, tourism, and Chicago's reputation. And it doesn't seem like we're getting tough and stopping it. What's going on here, Alderman?
Well, you know, we're doing some things that are arguably somewhat effective. It's not stopping the problem, but the order did go out at 10 p.m. on Friday. I was embedded with the police. I was out there on the streets as it happened, and I heard the order. Curfew is 10 p.m. It's now 10:05. Start rounding them up. And when the police moved in to do that, they took six kids immediately, took them into protective custody, and the others saw that. And it had a chilling effect on them. And by 10:45, the incident had largely ended after about three and a half hours of mayhem. So I personally watched a curfew enforcement activity stop this from gaining further momentum, which is why I've got my ordinance pending to change the time that curfew becomes effective for unaccompanied minors downtown from 10 p.m. to 8 p.m. If they'd been able to do that at 8 p.m., it could have stopped it 2 hours earlier, and that potentially could have prevented the shooting that occurred.
Over the weekend, the mayor said the dangerous behavior that was on display, no one wants to see that, and our police department will continue to hold people accountable. But don't you feel that the mayor should say something stronger? I mean, why isn't he saying to the police, and we have terrific men and women on the force, why isn't he saying, no more, we're going to do whatever we have to do to put a stop to this insanity? You know, you've got a bunch of teens seemingly outsmarting the entire Chicago police force. You know what I'm saying here, Alderman?
Yeah, I do. It's really empty rhetoric from the mayor, you know, saying they're all going to be held accountable. You know, there were 12 arrests. So out of the 300 plus, you know, there were 12 that are being held accountable, a small number. But the mayor just doesn't want to do anything that would be perceived as getting tough. And I do. So, you know, I'm pushing forward with my curfew ordinance. I've got a couple of other things I'm working on that I do not expect support from the mayor. And I disagree with him. There's no other way around it. I'm going to have to move forward with these legislative solutions without the mayor's support. I don't think he's going to change his mind. I don't think he's going to be persuaded. But nevertheless, the seriousness of the situation, you know, requires action. And I'm going to take action, even if I don't have the mayor on my side here.
Is part of the solution here not necessarily with the police, but the courts? I talk to many officers who are frustrated. They'll arrest someone, and then they're back on the streets in a couple of days. So these offenders don't seem to fear the police, do they?
Oh, no, they don't. In fact, you know, there were some some incidents that I witnessed Friday night. You know, as I said, I was out there in the, you know, I was embedded with the police watching through the windshield of a vehicle. The disrespect that they give towards police is stunning. I mean, you just can't believe it. They're aggressive. They're hostile. And by the way, two of the 12 arrests were for felony aggravated battery to a police officer. Two police officers got attacked by a mob of kids, just went after them. So there is zero fear of the police in these mob situations. It makes it a very dangerous, very volatile situation. In fact, a police officer was hospitalized at one point. He tried to break up a fight, and he wound up with a pretty bad injury. He's been released, but nevertheless, it just shows, you know, the inherent danger in these events. And by the way, I'll say this. We've had two of these events so far in March. We have never had teen takeovers of the streets of Streeterville in March before. The earliest we've ever seen it is late April. So the fact that it's happening sooner is just a bad omen for the kind of summer we could, you know, potentially be setting ourselves up for. And both of the incidents in March involved gunfire. You mentioned the 15-year-old who was hit in the leg, and a couple weeks before then, we had a tourist in town for a convention who was struck in the arm. In the case of the tourist, the bullet that hit her arm was about 6 inches away from hitting her in the heart. The kid who got hit in the leg, that was probably more like 24 inches. But nevertheless, it's random luck that the bullets were not fatal wounds. You know, the kids firing these guns are, you know, 14, 15 years old. They don't know how to aim a weapon. They're not marksmen. They're just randomly firing into the air, into the crowd. So if this keeps up, it's just a matter of time before someone is killed in one of these incidents. And if we allow it to keep happening, that will be the result. This is literally a life or death situation. So it requires a serious response. It doesn't require a bunch of empty rhetoric. It requires taking it seriously as the potentially life-threatening situation that it is.
Exactly. This is what I'm hearing from my sources in the police department. Superintendent Snelling has been telling the mayor that if he doesn't want the teenagers arrested or speaks to summer programs instead of getting tough, and we do need the summer programs, but it's not an either or. You need to do both. But according to what I'm hearing, the superintendent has told the mayor that these teenagers need to be arrested. And if that doesn't happen, prepare for a bad summer. And I don't know if the mayor doesn't like hearing this, but that's what he's hearing from the police superintendent. And the new state's attorney, if these people are prosecuted who get arrested, maybe that'll slow it down. Maybe that'll instill some fear of the police. But you're absolutely right. Could be a long, hot summer if we don't do something. And we appreciate your efforts, Alderman. Keep us posted, will you?
Thanks. We'll do, Bob. Appreciate it.
Alderman Brian Hopkins of the 2nd Ward, thank you.